In the headlines, opposition leader Ralph Thorne says the Democratic Labour Party is not begging for a payday. Tributes flow for renowned broadcaster, hotelier and former politician Doug Hoyt. Following the island's latest road fatality, the Road Safety Association urging motorists to follow the traffic laws. And a new UNICEF report warns that an unprecedented number of children are fleeing violence in Haiti. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne says any decision on the $150,000 subvention for the Democratic Labour Party does not rest with the Prime Minister. His statement follows remarks from Prime Minister Mia Mottley at the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference, where she said current rules do not allow the payment, but discussions will be held to make it possible in the interests of democracy.
When you have all the seats by the will of the people, you have to find ways of balancing out. And there were instances where the rules that govern the funding of political parties did not allow our current opposition to benefit. But we have just agreed with him to meet and to determine how best we are going to negotiate the funding of those parties that didn't win any seats, but that at least command 25% of the popular vote in the country. Because to say that you can get 25% but no seats, we can't ignore you just because you didn't get seats. And there are some in my own party who disagree vehemently with my undertaking those discussions because they believe that the rules are the rules are the rules. But sometimes when you have power, you have to step back and you have to be fair.
Prime Minister Mia Mottley. However, in response this morning, Mr. Thorne outlined the position of the DLP.
Maybe the Prime Minister is not aware that the matter of the subvention is determined by the Management Commission of Parliament, which is chaired by the Speaker, and that it is not her individual decision to make. When that time comes, we will discover which MPs are against the grant of the subvention. Nevertheless, we consider it beneath the dignity of the Democratic Labour Party to appear to be begging for a payment. Neither will we allow this non-issue to distract the people of Barbados.
The DLP president further charged that government was taking new legislation to Parliament on Monday that would allow voting by participants of the new Free Movement Initiative.
The government intends to urgently bring legislation to Parliament on Monday in an attempt to amend the Representation of the People's Act and the Barbados Identity Management Act to facilitate voting by non-nationals who have been here for only a short period of time. Barbadians need to understand as well that the government intends to backdate the legislation to October 1st, 2025. We consider this wrong, and the Democratic Labour Party will contest it.
Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne. Renowned broadcaster, hotelier, and former politician Doug Hoyt has died. Hoyt, who became a household name for his dynamic presentation on the CBC Evening News, passed away last night after a brief illness. He also worked for many years with the Almond Beach Hotel and was a Democratic Labour Party candidate in the 2003 general election contesting the St. George South seat. His former business partner with Dam Renegades, Kadumat Band and longtime CBC colleague Andrew Seeley reflected on how he and many Barbadians will remember Doug Hoyt.
Doug introduced for the first time ever on TV, Strike Up the Band, We Are Going Home, at the end of the news, and I think that became his signature comment at the end of the news. And also he used to throw the news scripts on the ground and then pick it up and say, from the newsroom floor, this is Doug Hoyt with CBC News. But certainly those are two of my special memories of somebody I consider to be a mentor. He really taught me a whole lot about television, and I certainly am going to miss him very, very much.
Andrew Seeley, another colleague, noted broadcaster Rosemary Alleen, echoed similar sentiments.
He transformed the way broadcast television news was done in Barbados. He taught us, and all of us who went through his hands, he taught us how to write to the pictures. You write to the pictures that you have. He reminded you when you were writing your news stories that, you know, you are not writing a term paper. You're actually telling a story to your grandmother about something that has happened. And Doug was not stingy with his knowledge. He shared it with all of us who passed through his hands, Michelle Arthur, Ona Harewood, Noveline Brewster, and I could name so many others. He was the consummate broadcaster.
That's broadcaster Rosemary Allen. Hoyt, who was 75, leaves to mourn his wife Wendy and two sons in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Road Safety Association is urging motorists to obey traffic laws and exercise greater caution on the nation's roads. President Roland Lowe made the appeal following yesterday's fatal accident, in which a young man lost his life after the truck he was travelling in collided with another vehicle. Mr. Lowe is reminding the public that passengers should only ride in the cab of trucks and not on the tray or other unsecured areas.
Want to extend our condolences to the family and friends of the young man who lost his life. One life lost is one too many, and we want motorists, drivers, just to pay the due care attention in relation to the accident itself, persons riding in the trays of the vehicles, on the back of vehicles. And the Road Traffic Act speaks to that in terms of the security of laws and vehicles regulations. It's Regulation 6 that speaks to driver not allowing any person to ride on any part of the motor vehicle or to accept the cab of the motor vehicle. What happens is that persons on this take chances that don't believe that things like this would happen to them. And it's unfortunate that these tragic incidents have to stand as reminders for persons to look out for their own safety and to obey the rules of the road and the laws of the land.
He added that the association continues to provide counseling and support to the families of those affected by road fatalities.
The Road Safety Association does offer counseling and victim support as provided by our Pastor Madaz. And you can contact the Road Safety Association for a specific number for Pastor Madaz so that you can reach out to him and set up a consultation with him in terms of dealing with the trauma that persons would experience in such situations.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. As Barbados moves to strengthen its maritime training and expand employment opportunities, a memorandum of understanding was signed yesterday morning between the Barbados Community College, the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology, and the Barbados Institute of Management and Productivity. Speaking during the signing ceremony at the Ministry of Tourism and International Transport, Chairman of the Barbados Community College, Dr. Alison Leacock, said the agreement will significantly benefit Barbados, positioning the island's maritime sector to become a regional leader in education and training.
First, world-class work-ready training. From maritime nursing to port health, from maritime studies to green shipping operations, we are building stackable credentials that meet global standards and our local needs. So we're opening doors on island and at sea. Exportable talent and services. Our graduates will be able to fill high-value roles, health, safety, environmental, logistics, hospitality, while raising Barbados' brand as a regional training hub, the transition to net zero, integrating decarbonization, port resilience, and ocean stewardship. Finally, inclusive growth.
Chairman of the Barbados Community College, Dr. Alison Leacock. A new UNICEF report warns that an unprecedented number of children are fleeing violence in Haiti, with 680,000 displaced, almost double last year's figure. The agency says a record 3.3 million children now need aid as armed gangs control over 85% of Port-au-Prince, cutting families off from food, healthcare, and education. More than 1,600 schools have been shut down or occupied by gangs, while malnutrition and child exploitation are on the rise. Our top stories. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne says the Democratic Labour Party is not begging for a payday. Tributes flow for renowned broadcaster, hotelier, and former politician Doug Hoyt. Well, following the island's latest road fatality, the Road Safety Association urging motorists to follow traffic laws, and a new UNICEF report warning that an unprecedented number of children are fleeing violence in Haiti. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.